Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the American Legion Show. This is your host, Kevin White. Welcome back to the program. The radio simulcasting on Facebook and then Next Gen, USA, up there somewhere in the corner. Welcome. It's another Wednesday night, and I'm glad to be here again. Last night, I was on Rory Sawyer's program. Talked about a lot of things. I don't have a video for it, but it was pretty awesome. The kind of people he had on there are awesome. They're like people of industry, accomplished people. It was a privilege to be on there. Thank you, Rory, for inviting me. So my guest tonight will be, let's do something first. Let's go here.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That is right. 347-637-3942. That's what our address and phone number is. You want to call in, or if you look at the link down below on my Facebook post that I just made public, you can actually come on and you can be a guest until my guest arrives or my guest doesn't show up, which is everybody's worst nightmare. Then we'll go from there. But yeah, anybody, come on. I'll just read you. I know you're just my friends. Everybody's okay, right? That's awesome. Anyway, still waiting for him to show up, and got great things to do, to talk about, and, you know, things that he did. He's kind of like the same boat that I was in. Mr. Brennan actually cured himself from ALS. That's incredible. And there are ways you can do things through nutrition and through doing your own self-study, doing your own research, like I did. I was able to get out of IBS, and let me make sure here, high blood pressure. IBS is the worst thing I ever had. If you've never had it, IBS, terrible. I wouldn't wish it on anybody. It was something that made me forget about everything else I had done to me, so it's no joke. It's a life of misery. 24/7, 7 days a week. And my fellow coworkers that I used to work with can attest to that, because I was not really there. I had other issues too. It all happened with the potassium loss, a very big loss. And that lasted, you know, maybe it was a couple. It lasted maybe a year and a half. The thing I got from medication from the military. No, the best doctors worked in the military. That's just a fact. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, because you can't. I mean, it is what it is. And not the best doctors work on the military base. Because if you're a really good doctor, as a matter of fact, my doctor who treated me for this injury that I had, it started with my knee, and it turned to other things. He was a sheet metal mechanic on the F-16. He went to a school, went through all these classes in San Antonio, and whoever gets at the end of that class becomes a PA doctor. So my doctors kept deploying, and then finally I got my last one, which was really terrible. He used his rank against me, you know. He was like, you're going to do things my way. I don't care what you say. And he was not good at all. He couldn't even read an MRI. So I don't care if you hear about this. This is serious stuff. You can't practice medicine if you don't have any common sense. If you're smart enough to go to the school, and there's a lot of doctors like that who are very smart. They get to school and they graduate, and they don't really do anything. They don't know anything. Sometimes you run into those kind of people. But my civilian doctor, I had one of those at the same time, diagnosed me right away, the very first visit. But I had to go through the process, the military process, get that done. So I already knew by the end of that, whatever I had, I already knew. And that ended up being 2 years later, maybe it was a year and a half, the exact thing that they came to the conclusion with MRI and everything else. I had two knees that I pulled out of place over in Africa. And that's when I had to do my own thing. So I had all these issues, health issues. Low potassium causes a lot of problems. I lost a lot of potassium. I was on the borderline. And I also lost B vitamins where it felt like there was water running down my arms, my legs. And I'd go outside, I was like, there's no rain. What's going on? I couldn't feel the temperature. It was 80 degrees, and I thought it was only, I thought it was freezing. So I wore sweaters outside. I actually had to live with Pedialyte. Pedialyte had all the nutrition I needed in it, and I finally got to the point where that's what I drank. It was Gatorade, Pedialyte, Life cereal. Well, if you didn't know things, like that, you figure out what's inside of them, what you're missing. I knew. I looked at my blood panel probably every 2 weeks. I got one, and I figured out what I was low on because the doctor never mentioned it. And I did it myself. I figured out what I needed and what medications were working against me, and that's how I got out of it. I cured myself. High blood pressure was a cause. Was it effect? Side effect of low potassium. So they put me on with Lisinopril. That's a, I can't remember what it's called, but those things really messed me up. Gave me total IBS, C stands for constipation, and it's not any fun. You can't get anything out of your system. And it is by far, as I said at the beginning, the worst thing I've ever had, the very worst thing. Nothing has been that terrible that I remember my entire life. 80% of my time was spent trying to get it out. Then on top of that, low potassium, heart complications. And I know a lot about this subject. Anybody wants to talk about it, I've helped a lot of people get over this because there are lots of principles that people don't know about and the doctors ignore. If you have heart palpitations that come randomly, watch out. Look at your levels. The most important thing is look at your levels. How much are you putting in your body that's alkaline? That's the key right there. But somehow, when I took the medication for high blood pressure, didn't show anything weird except all these symptoms start coming at once. I had a cake, a tres leche cake that I bought in Urbana, Ohio. It was fabulous. I ate it and I got sick as a dog. So sugar affected my health from that. I couldn't eat any desserts. I'd go do a spin. Everything would just start spinning. And it was really weird. But I couldn't figure out what was going on. But eventually, a month later, I talked to my doctor. I said, hey, I need to get off this medication. And she said, I really need to get off this medication. This is really, I have a feeling that this is the cause. This is the cause of why I am the way I am. And so anxiety's up. Blood pressure's up. And all your chemicals are scattered, and you have no idea until I figured it out. 0.75 milligrams of lisinopril put me almost into the night house, probably. There were things I couldn't remember, I couldn't do, and just anxiety, like I said, was really high because that's what happens. Your potassium is low. You don't have a backbone. You can't fend for yourself. So what I did, I told my doctor, I said, hey, I think I need to get off this medication. I think this is what's causing my IBS. I couldn't prove anything, but what did I do? I did it. She took me off. And 2 days later, it was gone. How does that happen? Well, as a trained troubleshooter for aircraft. I just troubleshot myself, and that's how I got out of this whole thing. I'm pretty sure that's what Mr. Bill Brennan did as well. He shows up here. So let's see what we begin. So sometimes you have to do that on your own. That's what you have to do for yourself, for your family, because you got a lot, Brian. And it turned from a knee problem, or actually double knee problem, to everything that wasn't supposed to be because of poor treatment. I'm not trying to put down military doctors, but I would never do that again. It wasn't worth anything, but it's a process I had to do. And thankfully, I came out of it normal again. And it took me years. I pulled my chest wall, my entire chest wall, picking up something. And that's what happens to low potassium. So what do you do? You can't do anything, really. I can't pick up anything. I can't. And I was out of town at the time. I was remotely working in Toledo, Ohio. So that's 2 hours from where I live now in Dayton. So what I had to do there, I had to drive home once a week on the weekends. I had to drive with one arm because my chest was so bad. And then halfway through, then the other half, I drew the other arm because I was so fragile. I couldn't pick up anything but the Pedialyte. So the Pedialyte, in my opinion, saved my life. I had 3 or 4 jugs in some kind of bag, carry bag. I had that with me all the time. I could not function without it. I couldn't walk 40 feet without going to the palpitations and getting all the stuff that comes along with it, all the side effects. I could not make it through without that. And I would ask people, hey, can you go get me something else that I can eat and or drink that was alkaline. That's the key, was alkaline. That's what was keeping me from going out to the other side. So it's very scary. On top of that, and there's the other thing my doctor gave me was some kind of pill. Some kind of thing that I was told it was a potassium thing, but it was like, I think it was calcium. So I kept taking this, you know, the third time I took it, I went into this big giant spin. I was like, everything was like, almost like vertigo, around and around and around and around. And I didn't know what was happening. Very scary. Palpitations, all this stuff at the same time. Yes, I went to the ER a couple of times. I went to see urgent care doctors because I didn't know what was happening. But I did notice every time I put magnesium on my body, my potassium dropped, and that's the key. So if you have like this palpitation thing, check your mineral levels, see where your potassium is versus magnesium. I can tell people, and I'm not a doctor, right? I can tell people, look, and I've helped out so many people, you're having palpitations. I ask questions, do you have this, do you have that? This is what it is. It's that easy because I've been there. I lived it, so it's easier for me than a doctor to tell you what works for me than a theory. But the alkalinity versus acidity, there's a huge difference there. You have to realize you have to have an alkaline body. So what happens if you don't have alkaline? Then how alkalinity works, your body tries to give your alkalinity at 6.7 automatically. So if you're not taking supplements or the right foods, you're eating acidic like sugar, then what's going to happen is your body tries to keep that 6.7 range. And if it doesn't get any help from you, then it's going to take from your hair, it's going to take from your skin, and it's going to take from your body, things you need to stay alive. So your body is trying to do this, and you've got to help it with alkalinity, alkaline foods, and you have to help it by avoiding some of those foods that are acidic. So this is the principle the doctors do not know. Doctors don't understand. These are things that you don't learn in medical school. And I'm not saying I know more than doctors. I don't. Doctors are brilliant, but they only know what they taught. So what I had to do was escape. So mineral water, vitamin water, I tried all that. I took a magnesium bath for my knees, and I just went into palpitations. It was great. I woke up in the middle of the night. I sweat like crazy. I couldn't keep things down sometimes, but I couldn't get them out either. So after I got out of that situation, I had to take care of my mineral. Once I got off of the Synacril, flipper and pressure medicine, I had to take care of other things. I ate potatoes. I know that I had to have 3,600 milligrams of potassium every day to overcome this. This is something I had to learn the hard way. There's no doctor I know of out there that knows this. And I've helped many people. I've written articles, and I've written things for Higher Health Magazine, and I tried to help other people. I've joined groups on Facebook, people having palpitations. I've helped a lot of those people get off of what they were doing, the wrong thing, to the right path. That's what I had to do. And I'm not bragging or anything, but I think everybody's life is important. So if you can't, you know, help somebody else, then what good is it what you did go through it. So this is why I help everybody I can try to do what I see here. I'm trying to, let's see, try to help other people out. So here we are here. And we're going to not. Here we go. I think I can do this now. So what's the most important thing is you have to do your own health assessment. You have to do your own homework. Trust no one, but nobody cares more about you than yourself. So it's very important that you remember that. And I'm going to add some, I don't know why I just done things here. That is. Anyway, very important. And my guest has not showed up. Let's see if it says anything. It was on here somewhere. But in the meantime, let me share this. Let's see here. So this is multitasking. This is what this is called. Let's see. Edit post. Okay. If I do the same thing here, let me do it. Okay. Well, so mineral water, did okay. Some things over the last hours is a little bit of relief, but I feared going to sleep. A serious fear of not waking up. And in sweat all the time. That was probably the worst thing. Panic. So into hyperventilation sometimes. It was terrible. And a lot of people don't know. I don't tell them a lot of these things, but I think this will help a lot of people. So I join all these Facebook groups to help people and to get some help on their own. So that's very important. I can't do everything for somebody, but I help a lot of people with these issues and I explain, this is what you do. Take a look at it. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm just, my thing is, people need help. And that's the most important thing. And I think so many people say thank you. And it's not me. It's just something I learned and I passed on to everybody else. And that's what we're supposed to do. We help each other out. I mean, there's no other way. If I couldn't have done it, I could not have done it without encouragement and, you know, figuring things out myself. So, nothing I had to do. Anyway, that's all I have to say. And have a good night, y'all. Thank you. So now, how does it do that? So, on with the American Legion show. I appreciate it. It looks like our guest isn't showing up. So what am I going to do here? 10 minutes. Oops, here, four. And 21. Now, wait a minute. I think I know why now. So I'm going to get off here and I might come back a little bit later. So, let's see what we got here. That's what it is. That's what it is. Okay. All right. So now what we're going to do, I'm going to turn the dashboard. Live stream. So why is this for now? Okay, here we go. So how do you get out of ALS? I think it's all principle. We're about to find out. 7 o'clock. Stay tuned for 7. And we're going to go on and learn something. So you want to come back at 7? That'll work too. Let me see if I can change this. Oh, okay. Yeah. We are going to stretch here. And I'll see you guys later, American Legion Show. So,